From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry will promote the benefits of two trade pacts that are championed by the Obama administration during a Tuesday speech to government, civic, and policy leaders in Los Angeles. The State Department says Mr. Kerry will address national security opportunities of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, also known as the TPP, as an agreement being negotiated between the U.S. and the European Union. The U.S. and 11 other countries that make up the TPP are responsible for 40% of the world's economy. Ministers from those countries signed the agreement in February. However, it still needs U.S. congressional approval. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. That panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion.
O Brasil vive uma situação econômica grave. O Brasil parou.
One of those voting in favor is Abi Ackel of the Social Democratic Party, and he says Brazil is in a grave economic situation. He says the country is stalled and the president's seat is empty. The lower house, meanwhile, is expected to vote within a week, and political observers say the outcome is too close to call. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday they have charged two more people in connection with the attacks last month in Brussels that killed 32 people. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offensive as Small F and Ibrahim F, saying they were linked to renting an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. This is VOA News. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated explosives near a football stadium in the port city of Aden on Tuesday, killing at least four people. Eight others were wounded. The attack appears to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's ceasefire is generally holding, despite what UN spokesman Jujarric calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks that are set next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The United States Monday expressed its growing concern about increased fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of peace talks in Geneva. Secretary of State John Kerry urged his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to avoid attacks on fighters covered by a cessation of hostilities and focus on militant groups like Islamic State and the al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura was in Damascus Monday, meeting with the foreign minister Walid al-Malem ahead of a resumption of proximity talks in Geneva Wednesday, calling them crucially important.
Because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance and the constitutional principles. We did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities.
The UN envoy also called promising successful humanitarian airdrops in Dar al-Zur by the World Food Program that's aimed at 200,000 needy people in besieged areas. The Afghan Taliban has announced the start of its annual warm weather fighting season. The country's former hardline Islamic rulers issued a statement Tuesday calling this year's campaign Operation Omari. In honor of Mullah Muhammad Omar, whose death in 2013 the Taliban revealed only last year. U.S. President Barack Obama is designating a historic house in Washington as a monument honoring the movement for women's equality in the country. The White House says that the move Tuesday will help preserve an archive documenting the history, strategy, tactics, and other accomplishments of the movement to achieve voting and equal rights for women in the United States. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.